KXKO4NUE.
NUE W4SOE. Patrick, out of pocket for a moment. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Let him know that SC EMD Emergency Management is having an impromptu meeting tonight on SC Hart. And they're going to assign some listeners to listen in on tonight's net as far as gathering information for outages and things like that. When they check into the net, they're going to give their call sign and just say listening. And that'll be the net controller's cue that that's who will be recording the outages and things like that for the net.
Good. I just got a phone with Robert. He was telling me about it, too. How's your boy?
Banged up. We're having surgery tomorrow. He's doing all right. It could have been a lot worse.
I'm over here.
I appreciate it, but I really do. All right, KO4NUE, 73.
SOE, KO4HGX, you still there? Yeah, Patrick, go ahead. Tony, Peter's awful quiet, and I'm making a drive home, so good time for a conversation. Yeah, not a problem. Did you hear Chad when he spoke a few minutes ago? You know that the SCEMD is going to be assigning listeners to the net tonight. They will check into SCEMD is having an impromptu net tonight on SC Hart at 8 p.m. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net at 9 p.m., there will be a listener or listeners assigned to the frequency. They will check into the net, and they will just say their call sign and listening. That's your cue to know that they're there.
I got it. And I know everything else to do with it. I knew as soon as I turned radio off or walked away for a second, something would come up.
That's Murphy's Law, man. That's Murphy's Law. But pay attention to the road. We're all good here. We'll catch you when you get to the other side. W4SOE.
Well, it's a short drive for me, and it's a little two-lane road. And all you have to dodge here is people sitting on the side of the road trying to get cell service.
Life coming back to that area yet?
I'm working with disaster relief in the area. That's where I set up today. And trying to get information for here and there. And 610 is really the only radio on the repeater up right now because 146.640 is down. And that's normally for this area too. So it's been interesting. It's been an eventful evening or day.
Limb and call this unprecedented. Even when Hurricane Hugo hit the coast, it wasn't as bad up here. Maybe it had been before I was alive, but I don't recall anything this bad.
I've got some personal reports out of Asheville that are really bad. But I won't say I'm over the air. Maybe one day when we can talk on the phone or something like that, I can relay them.
Harrowing accounts coming out of that area, man. I feel bad. I take an extra amount of time at night to pray for families there because, my God, it's crazy.
And we've still got people in this county that we can't find or haven't heard from. So that's been the biggest portion of it. They're still in rescue mode, not even cleanup yet.
A lot of the officials out, search and rescue folks, I mean, they're literally looking for bodies or looking for emergencies. They're not doing any, not capable. They're so busy, they're not capable of handling health and welfare checks. So all the hams I've heard today on Mount Mitchell and here that are, you know, going out, knocking on doors, man, good on them.
Hey, let me see if Chad's still on frequency right quick, Sean. KO4NUE, KO4HKX. NUE, KO4HKX. Oh, Sean, go ahead.
Presuming something here, I asked him how his boy was doing. He says he's really banged up and there's a surgery tomorrow. So remember him in your prayers tonight.
About that this morning, so I didn't know about the surgery tomorrow, so appreciate you relaying that part, but I know it's bad. So there's a lot of it out of this storm, but all we can do is keep doing what we can do.
People have been telling you, pace yourself, man, because this could go on for a while, and you are instrumental in this, and we need you healthy, too.
I'm not going to be able to run my tool route for a while, so I got to have something to keep me busy or I'll go crazy.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Although, people are going to need a lot of tools here coming up soon. Sorry, I had to inject a little bit of levity there.
I get it. And, yeah, once we get to the other side of this, it might be great, but that's several weeks out. So, and you don't know the whole backstory there again. I don't want to get into it on the air of what's been going on lately. I won't say it's a well-needed break because it's not, but it's a different pace.
If I had to sit here and stare at the walls waiting for the power to come on, I'd go crazy too. So I'm nonstop from the time I wake up to the time I put my head down.
And today has definitely been that.
But there's some agencies that are, you know, still trying to organize. They didn't even know what they didn't know. Right? So it takes time. And that's not disparaging them. It just takes time to sort it all out and come up with a plan after something like this. It really is unprecedented, and nobody really expected probably to ever happen, or at least maybe on paper in a drill it happened somewhere in a roundtable exercise, but it was never really expected to be this bad.
Well, Sean, if you don't mind keeping on that here for a little bit longer, or monitoring, I am going to jump out and go run my generator up to the neighbor that needs it for the night for his oxygen. So I'm going to go take care of that, and then I'll be back down to call the net, bring the net in at 9 o'clock. KO4HK.
All right, be advised, I have to jump to the SC Hart net at 8 p.m. If there's someone else that can take over from me then, that would be great.
You can find somebody. KO4HK. KO4HKX, Patrick here.
Yes, sir. I just thought I'd let you know we got our power back on in Piedmont in our area here. I don't know if it took all of Piedmont, but we got it on about 45 minutes ago.
Good to hear you, and I appreciate that. KO4HKX.
Yeah, I went out and shut my generator down and hollered yahoo and come back in the house and started disconnecting stuff that the generator was running on. Okay, have a good day, what's left of it, and I'm so happy the power's on, I just can't explain it to you. KG4, PFI clear.
Don, I'm happy for you. KO4HKX, clear for now.
Here, this is W4SOE. Come again. This is W4SOE. Come again. 4SOE.
4KCX. Monitoring.
4SOE.
Come back.
This is W4SOE.
W4SOE. Yeah, 4KCX. My name is Jerry. I'm in state court. With no power, trying to talk on HT. It's doing good right now.
A lot of noise behind you, a lot of sizzling bacon, so to speak, but I'm hearing you. Power's coming on all over the place. Maybe you'll get lucky.
I hope I'm lucky pretty soon. questions about the country. We're on a whale, so that means we don't have no water either, so.
How far is Great Court from Piedmont? I can't visualize that.
It's a good little ways. Where's mileage wise up in Hay? I'd say Granville's about 30 miles, and I don't know how far Piedmont is on the other side of Granville, so it's a nice little home.
I heard a little bit ago that they had power in Piedmont. I was thinking it was a little closer, but well, hang in there. Keep your head down.
4 SOE, Alpha
4 SOE, go ahead. This is W4 SOE.